The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo. In the headlines, Vice President's nominee to face Appointments Committee of Parliament today. National Chief Imam declares Friday National Day of Prayer for late President. Institutions responsible for administration of justice asked to demystify processes to engender confidence in the citizenry. National Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency receive World Bank support for skills training. Suicide attack in Yobe State of Nigeria claims 8 lives. National Transitional Council of Libya to hand over power on Wednesday. And in football, New Edubiase beat Ashgold 1-0 to lift late President Moses Memorial Cup. First, a summary by Doreen Ampofu.
Vice President nominee Park Wisi Mr. Arthur is expected to appear before the Appointments Committee of Parliament today to prove his eligibility for the job. This is in accordance with Article 60, Clause 10 of the Constitution. Meanwhile, panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point are optimistic that Mr. Arthur will sail soon. The National Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency is to receive a World Bank support of $65 million for skills training. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Clement Kofi Humadu, disclosed this at the 55th Speech and Prize-Giving Day of Peki Senior High School in the Volta region, said this is due to the success story of the agency. A suicide bomber in the Nigerian city of Damaturu has killed at least 6 soldiers and 2 civilians. According to reports, the bomber rammed a car into a military vehicle that was part of a convoy. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. Libya's interim authorities say they will hand over power to a newly elected Congress on Wednesday after its fighters overthrew a regime of Muammar Gaddafi less than a year ago. A 200-member legislative assembly comprising party and independent representatives has been elected and will replace the NTC and lead the country until fresh elections are held on the basis of a new constitution. And New Edubiase yesterday beat Ashgold 1-0 to lift the MTN FA Cup at its first attempt in the competition. After 90 minutes of entertaining football, the underdogs shocked their favourites in the second half when captain Mori Ibrahim beautifully converted a free kick which beat the Ashgold goalkeeper. The match was played in honour of the late president John Evans Atanel.
As the nation unites in its grief over the death of former President Mills, let's pause for some of the pearls of wisdom he left behind.
It's important that all of us recognize the need to preserve the peace and stability of our nation. When I talk about the determination of the government to ensure that there is peace before, during and after the elections, I say it with all sincerity. It is important that we all deal with one another in an open manner and in the best of faith. Utterances, statements, and pronouncements which are likely to provoke people into taking the law into their own arms are not the things that one should encourage. The peace and stability of our dear nation are more important than any single individual or group of persons.
That was former President Mills on the need for peace in Ghana. Now the news in detail. Vice President's nominee, Park Wisi Emisa Arthur, is expected to be vetted in Parliament today. The former governor of the Bank of Ghana was appointed by President Mahama last week in accordance with the Constitution. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, the Minister of Information, Fritz Balfour, was optimistic that Mr. Emisa Arthur will sail through. He explained that President Mahama chose him because of his rich economic background. Mr. Balfour said with 5 months to elections, the government needs someone who is familiar with the economy, hence the choice of Mr. Emisa Arthur by the president. He is hopeful that in September, when party delegates meet to confirm President Mahama as the NDC flag bearer, Mr. Emisa Arthur will also be accepted by President Mahama as his running mate.
This is also part of strengthening the governance process. It is when you have these challenges, when you have these crises, and you meet these crises, and you deal with them from an institutional point of view, that makes Ghana great. If it's about personality and says, okay, fine, you should have just been, the president says, okay, this is the guy, fine, and then we accept it. Going away from the institutional process that makes a strong nation. So I'm very much in favor of the fact that he has to be vetted. I mean, he's a brilliant man, and he's very competent, and I think that it was a wonderful choice, and I think that he'll go through. And I pray that he goes through so that we can get on with the affairs of state.
The executive director of the Center for Policy Analysis, Dr. Joe Abbey, said Mr. Emisa Arthur is competent and asked the NDC to market him. He said with many countries facing challenges with the economy, it was prudent for President Mahama to have chosen Mr. Emisa Arthur as his vice.
I don't see what the problem is, because there are many instances in which voting practices, there are some people who just have gift of the gab, they are very good speakers and so on. It's up to the party that selects him to market him, if you want to get the job done for him. It is not what he personally can carry across the country. So it is up to the party. The party should know what his strengths are and where his weaknesses are. And so a well-organized party will select somebody they think can get the job done for the party to continue to hold power. If he cannot do it, and you are going to be looking for people to lead who may be very good in their public deliveries, but they cannot get a job. The real job is not during the campaign. The real job could be the 4 years that will follow. So that is, it is up to the party to find their strategies, to be able to take the message across and get their votes in. I believe that the party will have to accept the challenge. And like within the party, also within the country, but the way of dragging on selection processes long beyond their fair value. We are doing some selection. Some arguments will come up. At the end of the day, a decision is made, and it is up to everybody to now close the debates and get on with the job.
Pollster and editor of the Dispatch, Ben Efson, noted that the choice of vice president is the prerogative of the president. He explained he will be surprised if the president fails to pick him as his running mate. He is hopeful that Mr. Emisa Arthur will come out successfully after the vetting.
The conduct of the election itself didn't for people, but didn't probably affecting them. And I think that for someone like Mr. Emisa Arthur, tomorrow is a very opportunity. So I think that when you go and you want to go to the gallery and the chairman shuts you down, you should believe yourself you are being vetted. Maybe you are in a safe seat, you can tell you for everything and that. I don't think that I'd be very surprised that if Emisa Arthur ask a question, he thinks that the question, the answer will compromise the future of the state in terms of our finances. You don't say that he will not answer because of the oath he assumed as governor. You can say that I don't think the parliament can force you to answer, but the answer will continue the king of the country. I don't think that you can say that. I don't think you have any problems.
And you heard panelists on our Talking Points program. The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Dr. Osman Nuhu Shaributu, has declared Friday, the 10th of this month, slated for the burial of President John Evans Atta Mills, a National Day of Prayer. A statement signed by his personal assistant, Alhaji Kuzaima Osman, said the late president was a good man and served his country selflessly to better the lot of Ghanaians. While the nation mourns a sudden death, there is a need to ask Allah to protect his legacy with prayer so that Ghana will remain peaceful after the December polls. He said there is the need to ask Almighty Allah to aid the current President John Dramani Mahama with his guidance, protection and wisdom to enable him to steer the affairs of the nation. The statement said Ghanaians should pray for Allah to continue to shower his blessings of peace, development and stability on the country before, during and after the December elections. The statement said Islam enjoins people to live together as one, and they must know they belong to one nation that needs peace and stability to thrive. Sheikh Osman said people can practice their religions when there is peace and stability, and encourage all and sundry to show solidarity, sympathy and respect to senior citizens, and impart to children a sense of nationalism and high morals. The chairperson of the CPP, Samia Yabankrumah, has paid glowing tributes to late President John Evans Atta Mills, describing him as a fine president who exhibited political tolerance and patience in relation with his opponents within and outside his party. She also expressed gratitude to the late president for spearheading a number of programs in honor of her father, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. These include the celebration of his centenary, his picture on one side of the two city notes, his birthday being observed as a national holiday, and his statue at the forecourt of the AU building in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Ms. Nkrumah was accompanied by the flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Abu Sakara, and the party's executives to extend words of condolence to the family of President John Atta Mills at Nkamfua in the central region. We bring you a news desk report.
The CPP flag bearer, Dr. Abu Sakara, described President Mills as dedicated and selfless. He said his death was a blow to him because he was a true comrade who followed the footsteps of CPP's founder, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Dr. Abu Sakara said, Ghana needs another president who is peaceful and has great values like the late President Mills. The leader of the No. 5 Asafo Company of the Oga Traditional Area and executive member of the CPP, Supiaraba Bento Angel, also expressed shock over the president's death and described him as a humble and charismatic man of peace who did not serve Ghana or Africa alone, but the entire human race. She pledged the party's support during the burial and encouraged the family to be strong and not pay attention to any hearsay which might hinder the peaceful and befitting funeral being planned for him. A brother of the late president, Dr. Kadman Mills, who spoke on behalf of the family, thanked the CPP for the visit, saying it was a sign of their love and respect for peace and unity, just like the founder of the CPP. In a related development, a former Minister of Education and leading member of the ruling NDC, Dr. Ekos Piogaba, on the same day visited the family and signed a book of condolence.
That was the news desk report. The chiefs and people of the Tanyigbe traditional area and 11 communities of the Novisi Development Union, NODU, including Atikwi, Ave, Nive, and Clave, yesterday held a short but solemn interdenominational service in memory of President John Evans Atta Mills at Tanyigbe and Nigbe in the whole municipality. This was after they held a procession through the streets amidst the singing of dirges and mournful hymns and beating of Asafo drums. They carried placards, some of which read, Nutifafa Jijo La Nutifafama, King of Peace, may the good Lord give you perfect peace and rest. Among the mourners were a former commander of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, Major General Henry Anyudoho, the Municipal Chief Executive Isaac Kododisa, the NDC parliamentary candidate Benjamin Kodu, and constituency executives of the political parties. In a sermon, the local EP parish priest, Reverend Richard Amani, urged Ghanaians to emulate the love and peaceful attitude exhibited by the late president, since these are the basic principles of the doctrine of God. In a speech read on his behalf, pain and misery on sympathizers, pronouncements that are rather compounding the grief of mourners. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Vice President's nominee to face Appointments Committee of Parliament today. National Chief Imam declares a Friday National Day of Prayer for late president. Institutions responsible for administration of justice asked to demystify processes to engender confidence in the citizenry. National Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency received World Bank support for skills training. Suicide attack in Yobe State of Nigeria claims 8 lives. National Transitional Council of Libya to hand over power on Wednesday. And in football, New Edubiasi beat Ashgold 1-0 to lift late President Moses Memorial Cup. Please stay tuned.
As the nation unites in its grief over the death of former President Mills, let's pause for some of the pearls of wisdom he left behind.
It's important that all of us recognize the need to preserve the peace and stability of our nation. When I talk about the determination of the government to ensure that there is peace before, during and after the elections, I say it with all sincerity. It is important that we all deal with one another in an open manner and in the best of faith. Utterances, statements, and pronouncements which are likely to provoke people into taking the law into their own arms are not the things that one should encourage. The peace and stability of our dear nation are more important than any single individual or group of persons.
That was former President Mills on the need for peace in Ghana. Now the rest of the news. The Global Evangelical Church has called on government and institutions responsible for administering justice to put in place pragmatic measures to make freedom and justice a reality in the country. This is contained in a communique issued by the church at the end of its 2012 synod in Accra. In the communique, the church tasked government to do everything possible to demystify the administration of justice so that the ordinary citizen may have confidence in the process for national development. It said government needs to provide adequate logistics to the security services to sustain their effort in combating crime in the country. The synod clerk, Reverend Prince Tuffer, lauded the security services for their bold and swift efforts at combating armed robbery and other heinous crimes. Government was also commended for its efforts and quick interventions to control volatile communal violence and conflicts in certain parts of the country. The communique charged the Electoral Commission and political parties to ensure peaceful, free, fair, and transparent elections and advised politicians to conduct the electioneering devoid of insults and personal attacks. The communique expressed appreciation to the media for their contribution towards national development and advised them to promote a healthy national discourse instead of creating an atmosphere that threatens the peace and stability of the country. Proliferation of ethnic-based groups in the country's tertiary institutions has been identified as a potential source of instability if not well managed. Such groups are therefore advised to rather undertake activities that will impact positively on the development of the country. The president of the Ghana Muslims Academy, Nuruddin Al-Hassan, stated this at a third Ramadan lecture in Accra. His topic was Managing Factionalism in the Quest for National Stability, the Islamic Perspective. He also asked Muslim communities to employ dialogue to resolve their differences instead of resorting to violence. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report.
The president of the Ghana Muslim Academy, Nuruddin Al-Hassan, challenged Muslims to take cue from the character and deeds of Prophet Muhammad to settle differences between them and other religions amicably. He urged them to learn from the Holy Quran, which teaches peace and tolerance. Mr. Al-Hassan emphasized the need to think of Ghana first in whatever they do. This, he noted, is the best way of ensuring national unity and stability.
Factionalism in our tertiary institutions in particular can be very worrying signal for national stability and integration. However, if we try as much as possible to make the students aware of the positive and the negative aspect of it, then they will be in a much better position to manage it, not to become a destabilizing factor for our country. What will impact positively on the development of Ghana? That should be our focal point.
An Islamic scholar, Sheikh Isahak Niyama, urged Muslim professionals to help promote the image of the religion. This, he said, can be done by educating their communities to practice what the religion stands for. A lecturer of the Department of Religious Studies at the University of Ghana, Dr. Rabiatu Ama, challenged Muslim youth not to allow themselves to be used by politicians to cause chaos as the country gears up for the December polls. She also stressed the need for them to use the Ramadan to reform themselves from negative attitudes.
A report filed by Yaya Kwamwa. The National Youth Employment Program, now the Ghana Youth Employment and Entrepreneurial Development Agency, has recruited and trained 800,000 beneficiaries, including 5,000 being trained for the emerging oil and gas industry. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Clement Kofi Humadu, who disclosed this, said due to the agency's success story, the World Bank has approved $65 million to support its programs for the next 3 years. The minister was speaking on the 55th speech and prize-giving day of Piki Senior High School in the South Dai district of the Volta region. Our Volta regional correspondent, Kobla Ali Kokobo, has filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The Minister of Youth and Sports, Clement Kofi Humadu, announced that the NIDA has pledged to support Vegida in its training of persons with disability with 50 million euros. He said these are to enhance government efforts in investing in the youth to harness their potential towards national development. Mr. Humadu therefore entreated the youth, particularly those in the second cycle institutions, to take advantage of the programs. A speech read on behalf of the Volta Regional Minister, Henrik Ford Kamel, commended the staff and students of PESCO for dedication to work and studies, culminating in their excellent academic performance. He urged the students to be disciplined and responsible and avoid all manner of deviant behavior, including drug abuse, smoking, and moral turpitude. Mr. Kamel assured the school that the ongoing 8-unit boys' dormitory block, 6-unit classroom, and the dining hall and kitchen complex will be completed in time for their use. The report of the headmaster John Nashagbai and the school prefect Innocent Kuju could be described as a catalogue of problems. They have therefore appealed to authorities to come to the aid of the school.
Correspondent Kobla Ali Kokobo's report. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, has called on Ghanaians to collaborate efforts towards ensuring peace and tranquility in the upcoming elections. Mr. Gidisu made the call at a Durba of the chiefs and people of the Mepe traditional area in the North Tong district of the Volta region to climax the 58th annual Afenoto Festival. Correspondent Conrad Cadbury's report.
The Afenoto Festival is celebrated annually by the chiefs and people of Mepe traditional area to commemorate the Sergan-Swazili War, popularly referred to as the Sagrenti War. The war was fought between the British and the people of Gold Coast in the 18th century. This year's celebration turned into a mournful occasion in honor of President John Evans Atta Mills. Thousands of people clad in red and black outfits joined the chiefs and elders for a two-hour procession through the streets of Mepe and finally assembled at the Deba ground. A minute silence was then observed in memory of President Mills. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, commended the chiefs and people of Mepe for their commitment to development of the area. He urged traditional leaders to collaborate with government to enhance the development in the communities. The Minister for Chieftaincy and Culture, Alexander Asuma Hinsan, urged all traditional authorities to revive their adulthood initiation rites to inculcate in the youth the values of their culture, hard work, honesty, and love for one another in order to secure the nation's future. He also called on Ghanaians to be tolerant during this year's elections for peace to prevail. The North Front District Chief Executive, Alhaji Zinedu Bube, observed that peace and unity are prerequisites for accelerated development and therefore appealed to the people to unite and rally around the chiefs and other stakeholders to promote the rapid development of the area.
Correspondent Conrad Canberra's report. The program coordinator and head counselor of the Ghana Police Service AIDS Control Program, Chief Superintendent Jones Glantari, has encouraged Ghanaians to engage more in HIV and AIDS research in order to market the country's best practices and innovativeness on the international scene. He noted that Ghana has not been branded enough in the area of HIV and AIDS activities as compared to other countries in the African region, such as Nigeria, Zambia, Uganda, South Africa, Kenya, and Zimbabwe. Chief Superintendent Glantari was speaking to the GNA at the just-ended 19th World AIDS Conference held in Washington. We're bringing you a news desk report.
The conference, which was on the theme Ending the Pandemic, Turning the Tide Together, was held in the U.S. for the first time in 22 years and after the Obama administration lifted the travel ban on people living with HIV. The six-day conference was convened by the International AIDS Society in partnership with UNAIDS, the global network of persons living with HIV and other stakeholders. Superintendent Blantari said though Ghana is rated high by the Global Fund, it is not showing and reflecting on the international scene. He called on the Ghana AIDS Commission, the National AIDS Control Program, as well as other stakeholders in the HIV and AIDS campaign to take advantage of the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief Awards of $1 million initiative to support the implementation of science research and the evaluation of programs The PEPFAR initiative contributes to the evidence-based HIV programs and maximizes the impact of its investments in programs around the world. The implementation of the Science Awards will address a variety of topics, including improving the clinical management of tuberculosis and opportunistic infections, and providing treatment and care services for key populations such as prisoners. It will also address areas like infant feeding guidelines on HIV-free child survival.
A report on the just-ended 19th World AIDS Conference in Washington. On the international front, a suicide bomber in the Nigerian city of Damaturu has killed at least 6 soldiers and 2 civilians. According to reports, the bomber rammed a car into a military vehicle that was part of a convoy. A police spokesman said the attacker's vehicle was being chased by troops when the bomb went off. No group has said it carried out the bombing, but Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State, has seen frequent attacks by Islamic sect Boko Haram. Damaturu is 130 kilometers west of Maiduguri, the Boko Haram stronghold. The group wants Islamic or Sharia law to be imposed across Nigeria and has carried out a series of deadly attacks in the past 2 years. Libya's interim authorities say they will hand over power to a newly elected Congress on Wednesday after its fighters overthrew the regime of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi less than a year ago. Spokesman of the outgoing National Transitional Council, Saleh Dahoro, told journalists in Tripoli that August 8 will be the day that power will be transferred peacefully. Libyans cast ballots on July 7 in the country's first free elections, following a 2011 popular uprising that escalated into a civil war and overthrew the regime of Colonel Gaddafi. A 200-member legislative assembly comprising party and independent representatives has been elected and will replace the NPC and lead the country until fresh elections are held on the basis of a new constitution. President Barack Obama says U.S. authorities will provide the required support to officials investigating yesterday's deadly shooting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. President Obama, in a statement, said he and his wife are deeply saddened to learn of the shooting that tragically took so many lives in Wisconsin. He said his administration will provide whatever support is necessary to the officials who are responding to the tragic shooting. An unknown assailant opened fire yesterday in a Sikh temple in the town of Oak Creek, killing 6 parishioners. Police shot the attacker dead. An investigation is underway. Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt emphatically confirmed his status as the greatest sprinter in history as he retains his Olympic 100-meter title in peerless fashion. The victory comes one day before Jamaica celebrates its 50th year of independence. Bolt, doubted by many after a season dogged by defeat and injury, ran the second fastest time ever to beat a fellow Jamaican and training partner Johan Blake into silver and American Justine Glatlin into bronze. Bolt stormed to victory in 9.63 seconds, just 0.05 seconds lower than his own staggering world record. Football. The final match of the MTN FA Cup was honored yesterday afternoon between Ashanti Gold and New Edubiase at the Accra Sports Stadium. The match was in honor of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. Both teams created numerous chances in the first half, but failed to find the back of the net, leaving the game barren at the end of the first half. Ibrahim Moro scored the opener in the 5th minute of the second half to put New Edubiase in the lead. Ashanti Gold came close to scoring when Alex Asamoah struck a thunderbolt which bounced off the woodwork in the 24th minute of the second half. Ashanti Gold finished the game with 10 men after Eric Opoku was red-carded in the 15th minute of the second half. The match ended 1-0 in favor of New Edubiase as they were crowned winners of the MTN FA Cup for the first time. New Edubiase will represent Ghana in next year's CAF Confederation Cup competition. To end the news, the main points again. Vice President's nominee, Park Kwesi Emeza-Arthur, is expected to appear before the Appointments Committee of Parliament today to prove his eligibility for the job. This is in accordance with Article 60, Clause 10 of the Constitution. The National Youth Employment Entrepreneurial Development Agency is to receive a World Bank support of $65 million for skills training. A suicide bomber in the Nigerian city of Damaturu has killed at least 6 soldiers and 2 civilians. According to reports, the bomber rammed a car into a military vehicle that was part of a convoy. Libya's interim authorities say they will hand over power to a newly elected Congress on Wednesday after its fighters overthrew the regime of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi less than a year ago. And in football, New Edubiasi yesterday beat Ash Gold 1-0 to lift the MTN FA Cup at its first attempt in the competition. The match was played in honor of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.